This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state is suing to stop a conference by a Christian group near Colorado Springs over fears of COVID-19. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
This week, Andrew Womack Ministries planned to host an in-person pastors' conference expected to draw hundreds to Woodland Park. The group has tried several times recently to get exemptions from statewide health orders that limit crowd sizes during the pandemic. Those efforts have all been denied. In a court filing, public health officials now say the group has gone ahead with the event anyway and that it puts the public's health at risk. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
The House Judiciary Committee members agree that big tech companies like Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook are monopolistic, but they disagree on what to do about it. Republican Ken Buck says Congress should not break up the companies and focus on enforcement instead. He wants to reexamine a law that says online platforms are not legally responsible for what their users post. The committee's report comes after a 16-month investigation into big tech. Buck and Democrat Joe Neguse were part of that investigation. Federal officials say 23 people have been indicted for alleged involvement in a heroin operation in Metro Denver. Authorities say the investigation led to more than 70 pounds of heroin, $100,000 in cash, and two firearms. Authorities say 14 suspects were arrested and that 9 of the suspects are still at large. You're listening to CPR News.